Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Va'era, and I appeared. Week 14, 4th Aliyah. Each one threw down his staff, and he became a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Exodus 7, verses 12 and 13. Who wins the argument? When there's an argument between two people with opposing ideas, it is very common that both of them try to win the argument with a line that makes the opponent weaker. A blanket statement, if you will. The one with an intellectual, ego-swollen mind will think that he can win the discussion with the strongest lines, so the opponent feels humiliated and ignorant before his brilliant debate. This kind of argument only serves the purposes of feeding the pride and strengthening the yetzer hara, the bad inclination in one's flesh. The one who presents the strongest lines is not the one who wins the argument. It is possible that he wins the argument itself, but the opponent was humiliated by his cunning attitude, most of the time will still believe that he did just because not willing to submit to the opponent's attitude. The power confrontation between Moshe and the magicians from Egypt is an example of this. Even though Aharon's staff, snake, was stronger than the sorcerers and it devoured them, there was no change in attitude in the sorcerers or Pharaoh. Moshe didn't win the battle showing that his power was greater, because Pharaoh's heart became hard. This is very common in arguments. The one who wins the argument wins with his lines, but doesn't win the heart of his opponent. It's better to lose an argument than to lose a heart. It's better to lose an argument and win the heart and appreciation of the opponent when he sees that you are not interested in gaining control. Boast or rise yourself over him. However, in Moshe, there was no desire of showing that he was greater. He was a humble man, and his only wish was to obey the Eternal's order. And because he was humble, he was lifted up, and the Eternal showed, through the power operating in Moshe, that he was the greatest. But Moshe didn't do as many, trying to take the Eternal's place and be God in this world to be praised for their merits and achievements. Far from a man of God like Moshe, his heart's motivation was way above those with carnal attitudes. Don't try to win an argument to be deemed smarter or rise above the others. If you do so, you become a loser before the eyes of heaven. On the other hand, you will and should win arguments with a humble heart and honoring the opponent, correcting him with meekness, compassion, and love. In this way, you will win his heart and help him repent of his wrong reasoning and ideas that are contrary to the Torah. May the Eternal help us be humble in everything and not to seek our own glory in any area of our lives. Happy are the meek, because they shall inherit the land. Shalom.